respect comes first and then followed by trust, and third is love. Because it's easy to give love, but sometimes it's hard to give respect and trust. And as soon as you you respect that person, you trust that person, then love will always follow.
This is the Unlucky Milestones podcast. I'm your host, Dison Cunyado. This show is created for dreamers like you who wants to know more about how to draw the right path towards achieving your goals and unlocking milestones, both big and small. We will uncover secrets and tips from different creative individuals who passionately unlock their dreams as a designer, writer, digital creator, and in any types of creative industry. Welcome to the pod, and let's unlock milestones. Welcome back to another episode of the Unlocking Milestones podcast. And today's special episode, I am with the Holy Britannian family, and we're going to talk about the biggest milestone that one of our member, or one of the core member, one of our friends, core just man. Like it will be unlocked in a few days because she will gonna get married.
Yeah.
So yay! I think, yeah. So shout out to Rhea Rose. She will be to be wed on the 29th of August this year. And we are so excited. That's the reason why we are all gathered here for her bridal shower. And yeah, so this episode will just, we will focus on her relationship. So let me introduce my fellow interviewers here. My fellow host, Catherine.
Hello.
Rayaline.
Hi.
Alaysa.
Hi.
Chrysaline.
Hello.
So yeah, so we're all complete. So all right, let me ask first, Raya, how does it feel to be like you are few days left being a single?
Actually, right now I have a lot of worries. Like I'm feeling this what we call wedding jitters, which is, I believe, is pretty much normal.
What's wedding jitters?
I think it's like the worries, the anxiety that you feel before wedding. So I'm feeling that right now.
Oh, she felt worried. What?
Why?
Well, I think that's pretty much normal. I actually search it if it's normal. Well, yes, we have this what we call wedding jitters. Like we have like anxieties, the worries, because that's your big day and a lot of guests will be coming, like your friends, your family. So right now, I really don't know how to entertain them.
it's not sinking yet.
Yes.
So but when does it sink?
The boat. We need to group. We need to group ourselves into four.
How long have you been in relationship?
Well,
with friends. Hi, friends.
Hello, Francis.
Francis Luz Reyes.
Yeah, we'll be getting married on August 29, and that will be our 10th year anniversary.
A decade of love. Yeah. Wow. So that is their hashtag. Raya, Francis and Raya, decade of love.
Oh. Wow.
So, okay. So is there like, can you recall the biggest like trials or problems that you've encountered within your relationship?
Okay. Biggest trials.
That you can recall.
Well, I think because as you all know that I am not a Catholic, I am a proud member of Iglesia Ni Cristo. And in the early stage of our relationship, I already told him that if I don't wanna give up my religion. So I think that's the first 3 months of our relationship. I told him that if you're not gonna, you know, convert yourself to.
He's not. He was not INC that time.
Yes, because that's the first 3 months of our relationship. I already told him that if you're not really gonna convert, then we have to end this. You have to tell me now. Mm-hmm. But then he told me to give him some time. So I gave him time. So at the I think 4 years. Four years.
4 years of your relationship, he decided to convert from?
He was a member of Born Again.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But he's not active. He's also not Catholic. So actually, I asked him after my mother died. So I asked him if, when are you gonna
fulfill your promise?
Yeah, like when are you gonna start attending doctrines? And then he told me he needs more time. So I told him, it's been 4 years. I think I've given you enough time already. So that's why he decided to attend. Well, I don't want to pressure him, mm-hmm. because it's a commitment. Yeah, we're talking about commitment. You know, the commitment that he needs to take, like, not with my relationship, but with
God
of course. So I told him to try, like, listening to the doctrines first. If you think that, you know, you can live with it, then
just attending,
yeah,
without not yet converting.
Yes, because that's the first step. You need to finish at least 25 doctrines classes, like it's sessions. Like a Bible study, something like that.
Oh, I see.
Yes, as much as I don't want to, you know, pressure him, but if he really wants to spend the rest of his life with me, then he needs to go through with it.
Yeah.
So he tried to attend, and then I want to make sure that he understands before he really commits to, you know, to enter.
It's like he is committing to God, not just committing.
I always told him that I want you to
convert, be part,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, not because of me, but because you understand the teachings.
Yeah, you is just the you, bonus.
The instrument. I see myself as an instrument for him to really.
Like, I'm the bonus.
Freebie.
You're just like the
instrument.
The
instrument for him.
You're the one
who
introduced him to the doctrines.
Yes.
After four years, he decided to
attend Bible study, the doctrine classes. Like, I think that's for 25 days.
Oh.
Yes. And after that, there is what we call sinusubok stage, wherein he needs to attend mass without any absent before he will get baptized.
Yeah.
So he did, I think it took him like 8 months to fulfill those stages, mm-hmm. and, you know, he was baptized after that. And right now he's a member of an Iglesia Ni Cristo for 5 years.
Wow. Let me go back a little bit, because you mentioned that was your biggest struggle before.
Yes, that was my biggest struggle.
Just because of the different religion.
Yes.
Have you been like into fight because of that?
Well, we had an argument about it, mm-hmm. because imagine it took him 4 years to really dive into it. And then we already had a lot of memories. Mm-hmm. But then I had my stand to really not give up my religion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Aside from that, is there other like
major
struggles, trials that you've been that happened? Yeah.
Aside from the religion.
Your attitude.
Well, yeah, I admit that it's really hard to be with me.
Yeah, I have a question. So many people are telling that if you are in a long-term relationship, it's hard to like maintain the sweetness, mm-hmm. maintain the the you know, maintain the spark, the clique. So how did you guys cope with those kinds of challenges, like the 7-year?
Yeah, I heard that.
Curse. Yeah, curse.
Well, I think that communication is the key. Like, because from what I've noticed, most people who are in a long-term relationship, like, the familiarity is there, and too much familiarity could kill the relationship. Because for me, I always told Francis that to communicate with me, like, every day, like, even though you're almost, you know, you're always together, but, like, let's say if she wants to grab something outside, like, if she wants to buy something, he or, like, me and he will always update, like, we always update each other, like, hi, B, I'm here already, Anna, hi, B, I'm going home now, like, so I think that would really help to maintain the spark in your relationship is to communicate. Communication is the key. Especially with those people who are living together. Yeah. Like, they don't tend to communicate with their partner because they have the at the back of their mind, oh, I'm going home to the...
Anyway, yeah. They will gonna meet.
Yeah, like, I'm going home and he's there. But I think you really need to communicate because I think that's part of, you know, giving respect and to maintain the trust.
Yeah, of course. Do you think communication is your somehow love language?
Yes, and words of affirmation. And but for me, my love language is touch. Like, I want to be hugged. I want to be kissed.
You've known him in the same university?
Yes. We've been classmates, I think, second year college. Summer class.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is it like a love at first sight?
No, because during the time I had a boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know.
Really?
I know that.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, he was like into you that time?
He added me on Facebook while, you know, but we communicate, yes, because, you know, we were classmates. He was asking about the assignment and whatnot.
Mm, it's like he's having some interest about you, just as a friend for that time.
Yeah, yeah. But I had my, you know, I had a boyfriend that time, but that was, I think, summer class is April to May, and then...
So you've never been single?
I have been single for a few months. Because May, I could not forget this day. May,
what is the secret formula?
Well, the secret formula, I think you need to have the respect, trust, and love.
But we are all respect, right?
Well, first, the most important thing is respect, then followed by trust, and then love. Because...
Respect alone.
Well, respect... Well, each and everyone deserves to be respected. And you cannot trust someone if you don't respect them, right? And you can nearly trust the one you love, but you can always love the one you trust.
So why trust comes first.
No, respect comes first and then followed by trust and third is love. Because it's easy to give love, but sometimes it's hard to give respect and trust. And as soon as you respect that person, you trust that person, then love will always follow.
So now you know the formula. Respect, trust, and love.
Yes.
Wow. Marriage.
Yeah. Plans. And then is there any like someone who were in your way within your relationship?
No.
Have you been jealous?
Well, yeah. I think that's part of the relationship, jealousy. Because Francis has a lot of... I mean, most of his friends are girls.
Oh.
Yes.
So he's like...
Rodel. Yeah, like Rodel.
Girls club.
Yes.
Like the bodyguard of the girls.
So at the early stage of our relationship, I couldn't really feel the jealousy because I can understand him because we have, you know, we have that also kind of friend that
has a lot of
female friends. But then along the way, I like when he compliments them.
It's just simply liking
their Facebook photos. Yep, like
the complimenting. Is like,
yeah. So I think that you have. It's important that you have an open communication with him about how you feel, because I frankly told him that it's making me insecure. Like, I have never been insecure in my life until you like other girls on Facebook, like you compliment them. I think that it will not make him less of a man if he only like compliments me, like likes my pictures on Facebook. So
how did he take it? What is the next step he did after you?
Well, after that, he deactivated his Facebook account and then he created another Facebook account. And then, so if whenever someone adds him, like a girl, like a friend, he always, you know, asks for my approval first.
If it's okay to
accept him or her, something like that. So,
I mean, you're so lucky because not all men are just like that, because some other men will, instead of doing things for your sake, they will defend themselves because they might say, they are friends. Why you are acting like that? Why are you jealous? Mm-hmm. Because we are friends. So they are more they are thinking about that way. So you're so...
Well, there was that argument before he deactivated his account. But then it just came to a point that I became toxic. Like, I became, like, jealous, like, all the time.
Yeah. Because if you are the girl, it is, like, a normal thing.
Yeah.
To feel that way. Especially if you get jealous because of someone. And yeah, it's so weird that the man, your boyfriend, is kind of like in the pedestal to do such to make some decisions, not just for her, not just for your own sake, but also for your relationship's sake. So that's how, you know, partners,
you know. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm so happy, you know, because I've known Francis since college, and so I think the next question would be what are you looking forward after the marriage?
Well, a lot of people will say, I mean, the perspective of most, you know, people out there, that after the marriage is you need to have like a child right away.
Mm-hmm. But
it's really not our priority.
Oh.
Like, I don't see myself as a mother, but I think it will come naturally. Who knows?
Hey, do you want to learn about podcast production? Maybe you want to launch your own podcast, or maybe you are a freelancer who just want to add it to your skill set? The good news is, I finally have my own online course for podcast production. Just head over to www.desoncunado.com, that's desoncunado.com/courses, courses, and click podcast production. Another good news is I will give 50% off for you. Just use the special code POD50, that's POD50, and enjoy the discount. So what are you waiting for? Learn podcast production now. You don't want to pressure yourself to be.
Yeah. And but others might say that you're not getting any younger. You should have children. Because I'm already 29. And then.
Oh, really?
And a lot of people will say that you need to have a child like before 30, because it will be hard to deliver a child once you reach that, you know, age.
Yeah.
But I don't really like
feel pressured.
Yeah, I'm not pressured because it's really not not our priority. Like, we need, I want to have like more time with, like, I want to spend more time with him as husband, like, and wife. Because for me, if you already have a child, sometimes the, like, you don't have time anymore, like, just the two of you.
Mm.
Yeah, like, we want to travel more.
Because if you are, if you have a child, the focus will be on the child.
Yes.
True.
So my plan is to, you know, to spend, like, to travel more and spend some time together, like, as husband and wife. And maybe after 2 years, that's
the time
we can reconsider, like, having a child.
Hmm, that's interesting. Yeah.
So are you, is the reason, is your situation on your, like, religion thing that you can't live with each other, is it a factor that's why you're gonna get married? Is it the biggest factor, or there are other things that you are, if it's out of the question, if you living with together in the same house is out of the question, would you still want to get married now?
Actually, our plan is to get married next year. Well, my initial plan is to get married on our 10th year anniversary. That was the initial plan. But then I told him that I want, like, to have my dream wedding. I've never attended prom, so that's why I want to have, like, an extravagant wedding. So that's, and if we're going to get married this year, I don't think we can really have that kind of wedding. So that's why I told him, maybe next year on our 11th year anniversary. And it just so happened that, you know, it's not like we were pressured to get married, but I think we were guided to really do the right thing.
So that's the reason.
Yes, that's the reason. Apart from, you know, apart from that we love each other, but yeah, that's really one of the real reasons why we need to get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all excited. And how was the preparation? I mean, I know it's so, like, so crazy, stressful. Like, can you give us an idea about the process, the cost, the how was it? How was the preparation? Yeah. Because we all know that the wedding in Catholic or other religions is so different with your religion. So what was your, like, preparations?
Well, first, we had struggles, especially when it comes to with the requirements, church requirements. That was really one of the struggles that we had. So I believe that most couple that would like to get married, the first step would be getting a marriage license. So, which we did last May. We got it first week of June, and then after that, I contacted several coordinators already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And then after that, we went to your church where we will be getting married, which is in Panacan. So we gather requirements, we secure, I mean, after filing the marriage license. So after that, we need to go to the main office. Here in Davao City, which is at the back of the Davao Doctors Hospital. Mm-hmm. So actually, we've been there like 5 times.
Mm.
Yes, because there have been a lot of
changes,
especially when with the forms and the one who will approve or who will register our marriage, like the date and time is always not around. So that's why we had to go back like 5 times just to secure us that. And what makes me more worried is that I already booked that day, August 29, like I already informed our coordinator, we already booked a hotel reservation, function hall reservation for that day. And I had this thing in my mind that what if they don't approve the day? And I've already informed everyone about it. But
after five times?
After the fifth time.
And why is that? Why do, is it that like policy in your
Should that be in appointment settings or?
Yeah, the appointment is all, I believe, every Tuesday and Friday only. Mm. So we went there first, our first, I think, appointment Tuesday when we went there. We were told that the head minister is not around and he's in Tagum, so we had to go back on Friday. So when we went back for that Friday that week, we were told that the forms are not accurate, like there have been some changes with the forms, and that we need to go back to the Panakan Church to gather another form and to submit
the new form.
Yeah, new forms and to have.
It's a hassle.
Yeah, it's a hassle.
And how many pages?
Like, we need. Well, the form, it's just few changes actually, but we needed to gather the signature of those officers at the church.
It's like a clearance.
Yeah, something like that, a clearance. So after that, we went back on Tuesday. That's the third appointment. Then when we went back, we were told that the minister is not around again. Yeah.
Okay.
So we had to go back on Friday.
It's like a pure luck.
Yes, and then so when we went back Friday, that's the fourth appointment. So the head minister was there, and he was checking our requirements, the send more, but then he asked Francis to get another send more.
Why is that?
Because in his birth certificate, his name, his legitimate name, I mean, his name was Francis John Bargaminto Henosas, but his legitimate name is Francis John Henosas de los Reyes. Though there was already like a note, attorney's note.
Corrected.
Yeah, it was already corrected, but then he asked the head minister asked if he can
provide
a sanumar under the illegitimate name. So we had to go back to the PSA.
Yeah, and
gather that sanumar. Yeah, so we had to go back on Tuesday. So luckily, that Tuesday, the fifth attempt, on our fifth appointment. So yeah, it was settled that day.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So after it was like reported, then. But I was curious with that date setting. You said that you you were worried with the date, and why is that? Is it a tradition in your church that your church will pick the day you will have to get married? Because in the Catholic Church, we get 21. If it's special, you get to get married on that day, on that church, and you have no problem with that. But for you, for your religion, is it like you have to get married on this day, on this day, and this day?
Well, not really. I was a bit worried because what if on that day there would be like an important activity. So yeah, that's why. No, it's really not tradition. We can pick our own day. It's just that I think
that
less than
the availability of the church of the day.
Yes, and then well, in our church, the local congregation in Panakan, it's already settled. Like I don't have any. It's just that the it's just that with the main office,
you need to have approval from them. Okay.
The last say will be them.
But everything is all clear now,
yes.
All of those challenges are all gone and solved. So it means that your wedding will really gonna happen. right?
Yes.
And how was the like the preparation of the venue? Where is the reception? Do you consider like do you have any top three, or how do you prepare?
Well, at first, of course, the budget. That's the main factor. So that's why we chose Hotel Tropica because, the location wise, it's
near,
not far,
okay,
from where
the church is.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then second is the price.
The cost. The cost,
yeah,
is
like,
not that
my top three is Hotel Tropica, a waterfront insular hotel, and Grand Regal. But then when I've checked the cost, so water insular hotel in Grand Regal are way expensive compared to Hotel Tropica. So that's why we chose Hotel Tropica. And then we already had food tasting. Actually, their food is, are great. So, yeah.
So it's like package, food, decoration.
Well, decoration is not included. So
I had to pay separate decorators. Okay. What is like the idea, the cost, the total cost of preparing for like the wedding preparation? Just as the rough estimate.
The rough estimate is actually between, I think it's between 250 to 300,000. So you have to have at least that kind of, budget. But it doesn't apply to all. If you are practical, then you can, minimize the cost. But for me, as mentioned earlier, I dreamed of,
A dream wedding.
Yeah.
Because
I have
fairy tale wedding. Of course.
Yes.
You're a girl.
But the good thing was, we pay everything out of our pocket. Like, And before that, we had a rule not to really borrow money. Yes.
For the wedding.
Yeah, for the wedding.
Yeah.
So,
So financially, you are prepared.
They have to.
We have savings for like maybe almost at least 200K. So the rest would be from our own savings.
I mean, that's a big milestone already, right?
Yes.
Because, the day is near. So what is your last? Let me ask this. What will be the last thing as a single person that you want to do?
Like, I want to shop more. Because I promised myself that...
After wedding.
Yeah, after the wedding, I really need to control my spending habits.
Shopee.
Yeah. Avoid Shopee except for skincare.
Just Shein.
Yeah, it's like one of the things that will gonna change after the wedding, of course. So yeah, we're so happy for you, and
thank you.
We're looking forward because I am actually the best man, so I'm supposed to be the maid of honor. and here with me are the bridesmaids. And we're so happy, and I hope you're happy for this meaty conversation for your...
Meaty.
Malaman.
We are bridal shower. It's not a typical bridal shower, but yeah, we're not kids anymore, so you have to talk about this kind of things. And yeah, are you all happy?
Yes. 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 Ten years in a relationship is really
big milestone.
Big milestone.
Like most of us, like we can all observe that a lot of relationship gets broken.
After 3 years.
Yeah, like it's really a blessing that you found each other.
Yeah, we're so happy
finally
for you.
Finally tying the knot, and we're so happy for you.
Thank you, guys.
Your happiness is like the priority for us.
Yeah.
Your friends.
Thank you.
And Francis is a good person. And
yeah.
He can make you happy.
Of
so
course.
I hope you have like the best married life ever.
I hope so.
And I hope that
I'm just
whatever challenges you come across,
do not
you
cut
can.
His charger.
I'm just hope that you will be a good wife. You will become a better person.
Yeah,
because if you're if Francis don't have that kind of patience, who are you?
Where are you?
Yeah, you're just.
I'm a good person.
It's so lucky because you're like the perfect like match because you're like this and he can swallow
like
everything.
Yeah,
we're so happy, and I'm also praying that all of you guys will find your own.
Yeah, don't worry,
no,
guys.
We'll find
I just
your...
want kids.
we'll find your partners.
Yeah, your
no.
Will be uncool.
I already have mine. We will be wed
in Netherlands.
In
the
Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
So.
When?
Yeah, after 10 years.
To be announced. TBA.
So, visa free? I like, we will shoulder our visa.
During that time, we have the access already, so there's no need of visa.
Hopefully.
I will be the president. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this wonderful episode, and I hope you learned something from this episode, and I am hoping for you to listen back here next week, and have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe anywhere you listen to your podcast and leave a 5-star review. This will help dreamers like you to discover this podcast, and it's a very big help to keep this podcast up and running. Connect with me through social media at Design Cunado. That is at DesonCunado. And you can also visit my site at www.designcunado.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and remember, you have the key to unlock your milestones. Continue to dream big and make a difference. This is Design Cunado, and I am looking forward to talking with you again soon.